Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today our subject is helplessness. Way back in the 60s, it was discovered that people can learn to become helpless. It is something that you're not born with, it is something that you acquire. And with time, people who learn how to be helpless become more pessimistic, and that has a negative impact on their lives. And specifically, this also shows up at work. People who learn to be helpless in the office are people who tend to come up with less innovation, don't try to stretch themselves as they should, and in general are not as productive as they can be. And this in turn creates a cycle where because they are not as productive as they can be, they become even more pessimistic, their managers are less satisfied from their work, and that creates even more helplessness, and so on and so forth. People learn to become helpless, for example, if you provide them with a switch and tell them to click it in order to turn the lights on and off, but the switch actually doesn't do anything and the light just randomly turns on and off. And whenever we do not feel that we have an impact on what we do, we become helpless. And whenever we learn that whatever we do does not have impact, we become more and more helpless. Many organizations are actually creating this helplessness in their people without noticing. If your people are speaking up, but you're not actually listening, I'm not talking about sitting there and nodding. I'm talking about implementing the things that matter, making it understood why you're going with an idea or why you're not going with an idea so that they will see that whatever they just suggested had an impact. Micromanaging your people kills innovation and makes them feel so helpless because they do not have anything to do. If you're treating them like kids in a kindergarten, they do not have the ability to control their time and their creativity, and that makes them even more helpless. Having unreasonable deadlines that always set them up to fail, of course, makes them be hopeless. They understand that no matter how hard they're going to be working, they're going to fail. They're not going to get the raise or the promotion or whatever. They're not going to feel recognized about their work because they're in a death march project. And another very unique way to startups to make people become more and more helpless is having the hero coder, be that one of the first engineers or maybe one of the founders, that person that always comes in and fixes everything right at the moment. And I've talked about that before as being something that stifles creativity and harms ownership, but it also makes you feel helpless because you do not feel like you have control of your system, of your output. It is better to have people fail once and learn from it than to have the hero constantly on alert and come over and swoop in and save us. Some of these, I'm sure, ring a bell. You've seen it in your organization, and you probably are aware that you have some of these going on in your organization. And because of that, you need to put a stop to it right now because you're actually harming those people. It is quite easy to become helpless. It is a lot harder to make people more optimistic again in order for them to stop being helpless and in order to return to thinking about things in a positive manner. I have an episode about the executive mindset that discusses how you as the tech executive need to think about things and talk to your people about things in a very positive way, in a way that makes them propel forward to help them actually want to achieve things and believe things can be done. You have to put the cynicism aside. This same concept applies here because you have to be optimistic and you have to help them become optimistic. In order to break the cycle and help people regain their optimism and help them stop being helpless, you have to make it so that they see they have an impact and that whatever they do matters. They can control their work. They can control their success. It starts with transparency. People need to understand why things are happening and how they themselves can have an effect on it. If I'm getting these roadmaps that have no explanations to them, if I'm only getting the decisions, the final decisions from the board meetings without understanding the logic behind it, how can I really feel empowered? How can I understand what my role in this thing is? You have to be transparent. People have to understand how the business is doing. They have to understand why goals are set, and they have to understand how things are measured. You have to create a clear culture of letting people be heard and acting on what people are saying. You do not have to say, have a masseuse because someone says they had a masseuse when they worked at Google. I'm not saying that listening means you have to do whatever they ask you to do. I am saying that you have to address it, you have to listen to it, and you have to answer them in the correct context. If people are not heard and do not feel heard, they become helpless. Next, you need to drive an organization that's driven by impact. By tying whatever your people are doing to the way it moves the needle of the business and helping them understand exactly how this all connects, which connects to my point about transparency, people understand exactly what it is that they are doing that makes a change. They can see exactly how their efforts are pushing the company forward. You might be doing this with OKRs, you might be doing this with great feedback and great user sessions, but the point is, you have to make sure they understand how they are having an impact and helping them provide even more impact to your organization, which is what your feedback should be focused on. And lastly, you have to break the micromanagement kindergarten atmosphere you might have. If you have such an environment, you have to put a stop to it right away. And that means two things. First, you have to learn how to delegate, and so do all of your managers. You cannot have micromanagement going on in your organization for long, because that will stifle innovation and make people become kids. And you need to make sure that you have no hero coders, all right? And no, it's not the hero you deserve. It's not the hero you need. You need people to be responsible for themselves. And by doing all that and making your people understand how they have an impact and truly have impact on the organization, you will help them rewire what they have learned and help them understand that they can have an impact and meaningful work that all ties up to making them see how they can move things and to help them feel recognized and make them see what they can achieve in your organization. Kill the kindergarten mentality. Be transparent and listen to them. Sounds simple, I know, but I've never seen a single client that has all of this nailed down, and I'm sure you don't either. So get to it, put it on your calendar, and start thinking what you should be changing right now. Should you reach out to one of your managers to make them stop micromanaging and finally have that tough conversation? Should you sit down with the CEO and the other executives to make sure that you have the transparency and goals that the team needs in order to understand their impact? Whatever it is, get to it. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining me once again. I'd like to remind you, I have a newsletter coming out every Thursday with my weekly article, this podcast, and three exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. You can subscribe below. My feeling is that my newsletter a couple of weeks ago alone, with all the advice in it, is worth at least $20,000 a year for pretty much any engineering organization. Why aren't you subscribed yet? Thank you. Talk to you soon.